Earth Science, 8th grade. Lesson 5, Friday, May 15th. Glacial Erosion. Today glaciers cover about 10% of the land surface on Earth, but there have been times in Earth's recent history when glaciers have covered as much as 30% of the land surface. Around 8 to 600 million years ago, geologists believed that almost all of the Earth was covered in snow and ice. So today, scientists do a kind of detective work to figure out where the ice once was. We can figure this out by observing the ways the land has been eroded and by looking at the deposits that have been left behind. Formation and movement of glaciers. Today, we have glaciers near Earth's poles and at high altitudes in mountainous regions. The ice in the glacier erodes away the underlying rocks, just as rivers and streams shape the land they flow over. Like rivers and streams, glaciers tend to flow along existing valleys. But while the thick ice of glaciers is slowly moving over the land, it scours away the rocks below, somewhat like a very slow and steady bulldozer. Especially up in the mountains, rivers cut V-shaped valleys as running water cuts deep into the rock. As a glacier flows through this same valley, it widens the valley and forms steeper sides to the valley walls, making a U-shaped valley instead. In mountainous areas, many smaller glaciers flow from higher elevations, joining the main glacier as they move to lower places. Generally, these smaller glaciers carve shallower U-shaped valleys than the main glacier. A beautiful erosional feature called a hanging valley forms where the smaller U-shaped valley meets the deeper one of the main glacier. River water cascades down the steep valley walls, forming breathtaking waterfalls. Glacial erosion. The two main ways that glaciers erode the underlying rock are abrasion and plucking. As the thick layer of ice pushes against the underlying rock, it scrapes and polishes the rock surface. As glaciers flow, they scratch the underlying bedrock with all the rocky material they were carrying. These scratches make long, parallel grooves in the bedrock, called glacial striations, which show the direction the glacier moved. Also, as the glacier slowly moves over the rock, glacial meltwater seeps into cracks and fractures of the underlying rock. As the water freezes, it pushes pieces of rock out of the underlying rock surface. These pieces of rock get plucked out and carried away by the flowing ice of the moving glacier. There are several erosional features that form as a glacier both scours the rock and pulls pieces away. As rocks are pulled away from valley walls, a steep-sided, bowl-shaped depression forms at the top of a mountain called a cirque. The word comes from the French word for circle. Once the ice melts away, a high-altitude lake called a tarn, T-A-R-N, often forms from meltwater trapped in the cirque. If several glaciers flow down in different directions from a central mountain peak, these steep walled depressions can leave behind an angular, sharp-sided peak called a horn. The Matterhorn in Switzerland is the most famous example of this type of erosion. As glaciers flow down a mountainside, the ice may also sculpt and shape the underlying bedrock as it flows. When a knob of bedrock is carved into an asymmetrical hill, it is called a rocher moutonné. In French, it means sheep rock. Perhaps the villagers below the mountain thought these hills looked like sheep grazing in the valley. A rocher moutonné has a gently sloping side in the uphill direction of ice flow, with a steep side facing the downslope direction. Depositional features of glaciers. As glaciers flow over many years, all sorts of debris falls onto the glacier through mechanical weathering of the valley walls. Glaciers are solid ice, so unlike water, they can carry pieces of rock of any size. Glaciers move boulders as large as a house as easily as the smallest particles of sand and salt. These pieces of rock are carried by the glacier for many kilometers and are only deposited as the ice melts. When you think of a glacier, you may think of white ice and snow, but actually glaciers have lots of rocky bits all over them. Each of these different deposits has its own name based on where it forms, but as a group they are called moraines. A large pile of rocky material at the edge of a glacier is called a lateral moraine, and one in the middle of the glacier is called a medial moraine. Lateral moraines form at the edges of the glacier as material drops onto the glacier from erosion of the valley walls. Medial moraines form where two glaciers join together. In this case, the lateral moraine from the edges of each glacier meet in the middle to form the medial moraine. Wherever a glacier is located, it is always slowly flowing downhill. Sometimes the rate at which it is flowing downhill is faster than the rate at which it melts. In this situation, you will see the glacier advancing down the valley, with more and more ice with each successive year. More likely, what you will see today if you get the chance to visit a glacier is that the glacier is retreating. This means that there is less ice on the glacier this year than there was the year before. Minor assessment. Of the four types of erosion we have studied, which do you think has made the largest impact on San Antonio and the Texas Hill Country? Explain your reasoning. Note at least one feature of each type of erosion that distinguishes it from the other type. Please provide 4 to 6 sentences. This concludes the material for Friday, May 15th.